Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last friend. And will it let me say, hold me down, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I do have... Oh, there you go. There you go. I am going to a concert tonight.
Whoa!
By myself. That's
just
right.
Just another day.
Just me.
By myself. Does Al know?
Well, she does. She. I'm going to see Youngblood at the Fillmore.
Oh, the Fillmore.
At the Fillmore. Now, you know, I'm an older guy now, so concerts where there's no seats, I'm always thinking of myself.
Oh, you got to stand the whole time?
Oh, standing?
Yeah, I couldn't... This is a hot ticket. I didn't realize how hot a ticket it was. I had to call in a favor to get the tickets. And there's a balcony where there are seats, but it was too late. I couldn't get the balcony tickets, so I'm going to be standing there by myself.
That's why you're going by yourself.
Why? Because I'm standing?
I don't want to stand.
Nah, we've gotten to the point.
I mean, I saw Amos there.
At the Fillmore?
I think so.
He could have played the Fillmore, for sure. Where we've gotten to as a couple with the concerts is I like concerts more than she does. Mm-hmm. In the first many years of our relationship, we've been together almost 16 years, married for almost 11, is in the first, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years, if I wanted to go to a concert, she'd say, yeah, I'll go with you. And then I could see the whole time that she did not want to be there. She would put a smile on it, but I could tell she didn't want to be there. I finally told her one day, you don't have to go.
Right.
I'm inviting you because you're my wife and I love you. And if you would enjoy it, then it's fine.
Right.
Man, the weight off her back. And then it ends up being a weight off my back, too.
Sure.
Because when she goes and she doesn't want to be there,
that's no fun either.
That's no fun for me.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is I'm 49 years old, don't have a lot of concert friends, but I've realized going by yourself, it's really fine. I go get something to eat. I can leave whenever I want, you know, wander around, buy a t-shirt, watch some of the show. So
don't think I've ever been to a concert alone.
Really?
I don't think so.
So what was the biggest? I went to see Rage Against the Machine in New York City by myself. Mm-hmm. It's just once you get over, it's sort of like eating in a restaurant by yourself, going to the movies by yourself. Once you get past the hurdle of doing it, because once you're at a concert, you're not talking to them.
Well, you know it is with me with concerts? I don't think most of the time, if I go to a concert, it's because it's what she wants to go to
right.
the concert.
Right. It's for Renee.
It's rarely me saying I want to go to this concert.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah.
If it's New Edition.
Oh.
That's I don't play about NE now. Yeah.
That you'll do yourself.
I'm going to. Yeah. If she don't want to go to New Edition, all right, I'll go. Now, luckily, she loves New Edition too. But I do realize she's like, how many times have we seen New Edition?
Well,
not enough.
Yes. Even if it's once every 4 years
yes,
or something.
Yes.
Well, it's worth it.
Yeah. Who was the one that was out of Minnesota? This concert you and Renee went to out of Minnesota?
Oh, that was Naughty by Nature.
Oh. She'll go see Naughty by Nature again.
That wasn't a damn concert either.
That's because she loves Tretch.
Yeah. But that was it was a party.
Yes.
And they were there performing.
Well,
that's not a concert to me.
They played one
of the 20 people in there, by the way.
They played one of the gentlemen's clubs in Philly after Wing Bowl once. That's where Naughty by Nature is.
Right, yeah.
They're not playing for 3,000 people.
No.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, listen, OPP and
Feel Me Flow.
Feel Me Flow.
Uptown Anthem.
You know them, yeah.
Yeah.
They sung all the greats.
Uptown Anthem's the one. That's the best one.
I can't believe you're not going to go see Eric Church at Xfinity Mobile.
No, come on, man. I'm not a country guy. Jeez. And then speaking of concerts, I looked for the next.
Oh, I'm going to a concert, country concert next year.
Oh, next year. Wow.
That's a big, listen.
You get a cowboy hat. Get a cowboy hat.
No, not doing that. But from what I heard, this is a pretty big concert I'm going to.
Okay.
Me and a bunch of friends and our wives. So this is, have you heard of the, Barefoot? Concert.
Oh, you're going to the Barefoot the festival?
Yeah, that thing.
Nice.
Oh, a festival.
Yeah, it's a four-day thing.
You going in a tent?
Really?
Yeah.
How many days are you going, though?
And it's all country?
Yes.
God
bless
you.
Well, I guess this year, Boys to Men played down there.
Oh, really?
So I guess they have some different acts.
Nice.
Okay.
We're a bunch of middle-aged, married people.
Yep.
We're going to go down here. I'd say I'm good for one day.
Four days?
Two, yes.
Yeah.
It's in Atlantic City, though.
Okay. I'm actually going to look at the lineup here.
Oh, let's see the lineup.
Yeah.
40 of country's hottest artists.
Is there's it 40?
Like, there's 40 of them.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy cow. I need to see the lineup.
Well, am I looking the right thing? Is there yoga on Friday and Saturday?
Get on the mat, Ike.
No, I'm not getting on the mat.
Oh, here we go, bands. Here we go. Marla Mace.
Don't know who that is.
We Are Boilers.
Have no idea.
Nah, no idea.
Dead Rays.
No,
I have no idea.
Getting worse. I listen to a lot.
Are you trying to tell me this? I'm not going to enjoy this.
That's Friday. Let's go to Saturday.
Okay.
Maybe Michael Vickers and The Bad Thing.
Okay.
Nope.
Stinkin' Rita.
Nah.
The Black Towers.
Nope.
Nope. All right. Maybe Sunday.
Yeah.
Let me look at Sunday.
Mike's gonna have a good time.
Becky.
Oh, wow. How long did it take to come up with that name?
Her name's not even Becky. That's what I heard.
Oh,
the Whiskey Rebellion? Strizzy Strauss?
No, you must be on the wrong thing.
Cantaloupe?
Because last year in 2025, they had Al Dean, Jelly Roll.
They had all those.
Rascal
yeah.
Flats.
I'm on the Barefoot
yeah,
Festival.
Boys to Men were there last year. Sam Barber was there. Wow. Colt Ford was there.
I'm trying to look to see where it is.
I think you're making up names in there, Spike.
No.
I don't think you're on the right thing.
Is there more than one Barefoot Festival that's 4 days long? This is what it is.
But there's a big axe there, you know. I don't know where you're at.
I'm looking at the Barefoot Festival. It doesn't even say where and when. I don't know.
I don't think it's out yet. I don't think
it may not be out yet.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Hold on. This one's in England.
Yeah, okay. Nailed it.
I won't be at that one.
Okay.
I'm not going to England.
Yeah, let's go see Becky.
Okay. Man, I need some sort of documentation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll hook it up. I'll hook it up for us. Right. Yeah, it's great content.
Yes. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel online at marks-jewelers.com. Now, new poll, which number 8 do you have the most confidence in for this season? Castellanos, Adoree Jackson, or Paul George? Now, we know Castellanos is 1.
Yeah.
Who do you think is 2 and 3, Paul George or Adoree Jackson?
It can't be any faith in Paul George.
Now, I'll say this. There's 65% for Castellanos, so there's 35% of the vote left.
I'll go 25 for Adoree, 10 for Paul.
18.9 for Paul George, 15.6 for Adoree Jackson.
Well, Dory is down on the he's down on the list for everybody.
Yeah, he is.
The people are really down on Paul. Paul George is a max player.
Yeah. Wow.
Well.
Yeah.
Was a max player.
Was a max.
And a great podcaster.
Is a number one podcaster. 215-592-9494. You know who's number one, too? John Ashdale, the cars are. He's the guy. Colonial Hyundai. How about the blow-the-whistle sales event? You may say to me, Spike, what kind of deals could I get at the blow-the-whistle sales event at Colonial Hyundai right now? You get a brand-new 2025 Hyundai Palisade for $399 a month. A 2025 Hyundai Santa Fe for just $299 a month. How about a 2025 Hyundai Tucson for just $199 a month? Only at Colonial Hyundai. And if you're driving your piece of junk in there, you're worried about how much you're going to get for your trade, don't worry at Colonial. They're going to give you $6,500 for your trade, guaranteed no matter what condition it's in. And every new Hyundai comes with the best protection in the game. America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. With Hyundai Assurance, run to Colonial Hyundai in Downingtown there on Lincoln Highway or shop online, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only, lease tier one credit through HMF, 10,000 miles per year, 10% down plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details.
By the way, the concert is in Wildwood.
Wildwood,
is that where it's at? Yeah.
Okay. And the acts aren't announced yet?
No.
Okay. Man, I want to buy a ticket just so I can watch Ike. Ike's going to watch the axe. I'm going to watch Ike. Lou in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Lou?
Yo, Shriz beat me to it. I was going to ask, is that the one in Wildwood? And did you say Michael Vickers and the Pitbulls?
No.
I don't think that's what he said.
No, I did not.
I did hear the Michael Vickers, though, yes.
Why are they calling Michael Vickers overseas? Anyway, one thing I learned today with Fritz is when you call in an afternoon show, do not down talk the Phillies because you're going to be on hold forever. You might be on hold until next week. Anyway, so I thought I had a good debate for y'all today. I don't know if I got enough time. So me and my
of course you do. Go ahead.
Arguing. Yeah. Thank you. Ike, you know what? Thank you. I need you right now. Ike, listen to me, please.
Okay.
So the last couple of days, me and my friends been arguing, right? They call me an Eagles elitist because I have, apparently to them, and they might be right, I have this blind faith in the Eagles, right? Because I believed in the Eagles after the 23 downfall, after the 22 downfall with the Super Bowl. And then I believe we were going to win last year, and they came through and they won. And for some reason, I can't believe in the Phillies right now because the Phillies have done nothing but degressed every year. And I'm afraid, because I don't know if y'all remember, but last year at the Red October Rally, I was the one yelling every break, "Don't be afraid of the Mets, Fritz. Don't be." I even yelled at him in the bathroom. I called afterwards. That was my first time calling. So I have a personal reason to not believe in them right now. And I feel like they should understand, no matter how blindly faded they want to be, because for the last 2 weeks, we've been on this run. Every day, my boy Mondo asking me, "Yo, do you believe yet?" And I'm like, "I don't know, bro. I don't want to believe. I'm afraid because you wasn't on CBS last year yelling, or at Chickies and Pizza yelling at Fritz and them last year. So you can have all the faith. But what I do know is that now, in this hindsight, I had a right to have the faith in the Eagles and Jalen Hurts, Spike, because they came through and won. Bryce Harper and all of them, they haven't done it for me yet.
Oh, that's fine. But you said you had faith the Eagles would win the Super Bowl last year, right? And that team hadn't.
I did.
That team hadn't. And not only hadn't they won the Super Bowl, the year previous, they had one of the worst seasons, the worst endings to a season we had in a while.
Yeah, that's what they told me too, huh?
Yes. No. Point being, you don't win the World Series till you win the World Series. You don't win the Super Bowl till you win the Super Bowl. And it doesn't always, it doesn't always go, you win in the first round, then, or you lose in the first round, then you win the first round the next year, then you win the LCS the next year, then you win. Sometimes it just doesn't go that way. So I know they've gone backwards as far as the playoffs go, but I think this is the best team they've had, and I do think it looks different. Now, they might not win it. You might end up being right, but I do think it's a little tough to judge to say they can't do it because they didn't do it.
Right, but I'm not saying that they can't do it. I'm saying that I don't believe that they'll
do it. Okay, that's fine.
Right? Because if they do it, obviously I'm going to be on Broad Street with everybody. I'm not denying it. You know, like, So they're questioning my fandom for the Phillies and telling me that I'm only an Eagles fan.
Oh, no, you're good.
No.
Yeah. Nah, you're good.
I said, hold on, bro.
I mean, because.
Like you just said, though. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because that, I mean, we could turn that on Fritz, right? And he's a Phillies fan, but I don't think he hates the Eagles, but he certainly doesn't believe in Jalen.
Right, yeah.
He certainly doesn't believe in Jalen, but no. I don't think he hates the Eagles.
I think being a fan is what you want to happen, not what you think will happen.
Right.
So when people say, the thing they say to Jack, they'll say to me, well, you must not like player X because you don't think this is going to happen. No, I'm telling you what I think is going to happen. What I want to happen is for every team here to win every game they play.
Yeah.
You know? So I think it's about what you want if you're a fan, not what you believe.
I think you're good, Lou. Right. I think they're trying to keep you off the Philly bandwagon right now, though. I think that's what your friends are doing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yo, that's what I felt like. I even started saying, I got to say, go Mets. Like, what's going on here, yo? I told them, y'all making me feel like I'm arguing with my girl and I'm never going to win. What's happening here? Like, y'all know my fandom. We all celebrated that they won my first championship. I'm never going to deny them.
Right.
I want them to win. But Zach Wheeler is out. I don't know what's going to happen when Trey Turner and Bohm come back in. I don't depend on Marsh keep hitting these home runs. I don't know if Kepler going to be high off to come up the bench. Y'all just had that poll. I mean, I guess the number 8 I would believe in right now would be Castellanos. I was going to say I should have put Tony Rowan on there. But like, I don't know.
That's a good player.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't. I thought Tony Rowan was going to take us somewhere anyway. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what I want to believe. Like, it seems like they had to, especially Lizardo, it seems like we got to see 5 or 6 runs on the board before, it's a baseball game?
No, Lou, let me tell you, Lou.
Come on.
Your boy wouldn't lie to you. I think this may be the year.
I don't know. I know you don't remember. I was there yelling and screaming last year, man. Fritz, I scared Fritz in the bathroom.
I know.
I felt the way how y'all felt.
Well,
like
but here's the thing.
Year.
Here's the thing, Dave. I was being honest last year. Like, I was afraid of the Mets.
Yeah.
I didn't think they're going to beat the Mets. I don't feel that way this year. I'm not really.
Yeah, it feels different.
I'm not
it
really
does.
Afraid of anyone.
Yeah, I'm not scared. I'm not scared of anyone. Louie,
I don't know, man.
Lou, dude, we got to go because we have some audio we have to play. By the way, I thank you to the people who tweeted me. Youngblood tonight postponed, no concert. So,
wow,
look, you get to go home.
Yeah, I was excited to go. Also excited to go home. So, you know, all good. So apparently there's more A.J. Brown audio. Jack said there's A.J. Brown audio we have to play.
Oh, boy.
Hey, so much zero, I think it was 14 or 15 times. How did that communication go when they were bringing that?
I thought it went well. Obviously, if he keeps saying it, then he may feel like he needs to do better or we need to do better at it, so...
What was the question?
So they asked, he said they zero blitz 14 or 15 times. How do you think they handled it? And he said, yeah, he needs to do better or we need to do better.
Hmm. Hey, so much zero, I think it was 14 or 15 times. How did that communication go when they were bringing that?
I thought it went well. I thought it went well. Obviously, if he keeps saying it, then he may feel like he needs to do better, or we need to do better at it. So,
Yeah, he needs to do better.
He needs to do better. He's talking about Jalen?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
And then he did say we need to do better.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I don't care. One final question. Mm-hmm. I know that we said, I proposed this question at the beginning of the show. Would you rather see the offense look good or the team wins an ugly game like Sunday? Let me reframe the question.
Okay.
Let's say offense looks good, AJ happy, or the team wins in the ugly way, right, knowing and, what you know about AJ.
Right.
You know, knowing what well, we're going
to
get.
That's a whole lot tougher to answer.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's a whole lot tougher to answer. I would still say ultimately the win is what's most important, and I would take the win. But you do. I don't know how you win without AJ being a bigger part of this offense.
Consistently.
I don't know how you win consistently. I don't know how you do it. So, and they know these questions are going to keep coming. These questions are going to keep coming until the offense at least looks like it's. Like it resembled the last two games, meaning the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And let's remember, in those games, it's not as if Jalen threw for 300 yards and Saquon rushed for 200 yards or what have you. It just looked like more of a balanced offense where they could beat you, they could hurt you on the ground, and they could hurt you through the air. And so, and more importantly, the amount of points that were put up. See, that's the other thing. The scoring.
Yes. Like, it's not like they're scoring a bunch of points.
Right. We're averaging 22 points right now.
Not that I think AJ would handle this differently, but if Saquon was running all over the place, the Eagles were up three scores in most of these games.
Yeah.
It might be a different conversation than it is now. So, man, oh man. All right, the text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
There's snarky Spike, and then there's whatever version of Spike comes out when someone points to data that he doesn't agree with. Mark in Montco.
I don't know. I don't think you think that's what happened with
fake stats, Connor.
Oh, fake stats, Connor. Yesterday, was he talking about Mayock or was he talking about fake stats?
No, I just like I feel like when people bring up data, they're trying to get really data with you.
Yes,
you're like that's not what the data means.
Yes,
and then we get a big old snark off.
Yeah, well,
because you know data people very snarky.
Yeah, well, look, I used to be a data person back in my earlier days.
Then you became an eye test.
Now I'm an eye test guy.
That's the best.
Yeah, it's also way easier. You know,
although I do like bringing up Jalen's ADOT.
I don't know what that means.
Average depth of target.
Awesome.
Yeah. What's next?
Shout out to Ike Reese, who punished Fake Stats Connor for a 10-minute call by making him call in every Thursday to give more gambling info. Tim in Newark.
Yep.
I did make his bet, by the way, for tonight.
Okay.
And to clear it up, anybody who was listening 3 hours ago with Fake Stats Connor, it is tackles and assists. They both count in this.
Total tackles.
Yes. What's next?
I, too, think it's always better for Shador and others to go to a place where they can develop as opposed to being top dog immediately. Jack staring at the host chair during the break.
Fair point. That was brought up in the dinner on Friday night as well.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
Morgan Stein was like, so Spike, like, what was the process of you coming back here?
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, what was it?
Oh, God.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
What he asked.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Well, first, Rod.
I always look at him.
Yeah.
I know that's the puppy, the sad puppy face.
Nah, there's no sad puppy.
No, we're good.
I know.
Yeah, I think. I hope. Look, the first part of the process was Rod called me and he said, look, this Fritz thing is not going to work.
I know. Did you hear the AJ interview?
Yeah. What's next?
Spike often. No offense to my colleagues, but I just don't listen to the other shows. Got to keep the takes fresh. Spike today. Jill Capadio is on the morning show this week, not sufficiently crushing Jalen, and I've got something for him. Frank in Ardmore.
Actually, what did happen was I heard him say it on his podcast, and then I saw the clip online. So yes. I was not listening to the morning show, even though you should, listening to this radio station. What's next?
Whoa. What the f***?
Baldy, when Herb started to give out his email.
It was a good Herb call today.
Yeah. It all really, over the place.
Yeah, way all over the place. I love that he just keeps giving out his email address every time we
yeah,
ask.
You know what it is. Herbbaseball23@yahoo.com.
What's next?
The short list of worst-case scenarios for Pete Scirocco. 1. A worldwide potato shortage. 2. Getting a random photo of Herb working out. End of list. Yeah. Zach in Trenton.
It was so great. It was the first text from Pete I ever got was a video and a picture of her from the Northeast in the gym.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, the best. Absolutely the best. What's next?
Tough beat for Herb. He called his two homies over for moral support on his call, and one demanded a Rick Tocchet interview while the other mocked his gym habits. Alex in Lancaster.
The Rick Tocchet request was a random one.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, you
can interview Rick Tocchet.
We'd happily talk to Rick Tocchet.
Yeah, I'd love kidding
to
me?
Talk to him. Bring him on. Talk some pucks.
Yeah, absolutely. A little puck. I have no idea what I'd ask him.
We just bring Broads in, right?
Nah, I'd have to ask Broads
studies
what questions puck to ask him.
Yeah.
What's next?
I tried to tell you, Mike!
Baldy calling Mayock after his call today.
I wonder what kind of a Mayock we'll get next week. I think we'll get a professional Mayock, as always.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be scorned at all.
Well, it all depends on how the show goes during the week.
I guess so.
Jalen better throw well yeah this weekend.
If Mayock can just tell us when he's listening so I could act appropriate, what's next?
Effective immediately, I will be joining the University of North Carolina's football staff as a consultant. Mike Mayock tomorrow.
I chase all the mics.
Chase them all away.
Chase them all away. Jack, what is coming up on Fritz at 6?
You more excited or nervous heading into the playoffs for the Phils?
Oh, I hope people are excited. I feel like it's turned.
I think it's turned.
Ike is the perfect Phillies barometer.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like you have the true vibe of the fan base on the Phillies.
I like that.
Yeah, I do. You are the, what's it called? The thermometer? I think you are. So.
Yeah.
And you have turned.
Yeah. Not the thermostat.
Not the thermostat,
yeah, the
yes.
Thermometer.
Once you turned, it was the same time it feels like everybody else is turning.
I agree.
So Fritz at 6 is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. We thank you so much for listening to the show. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy. When we talk about joy, quite simply, we talk about making love.
It's called a big dose of D.
I didn't realize we still had this to go.
Oh, yeah. Strap
until
in.
You just said it.
Strap in.
Interesting.
Yeah, make sure it's, yeah. Oh, God, come on.
You go to BlueChew.com.
Yes.
If you use code 94 at checkout, Ike, what's going to happen, do you think? If when they're checking out, they use code 94.
Are they going to get it for free?
First month for free. Who's paying for it?
Fritzy.
That's right.
You're welcome.
Can you believe it? You would get in the mail in a discreet...
Hard.
Package.
You would get chewables that come from Blue Chew for the first month for free. What is in those chewables? Well, the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. Your next question might be, well, how do they know what the right mix is for me? I'm going to have to go to the doctor, right? Nope. You don't have to wait 3 months for a doctor's appointment, sit in the office, doctor looking you in the eye, asking you why you want this. No.
Mm-mm.
You go to BlueChew.com. They're medical professionals. Figure it out right there. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. And then you're not going to have to wait in line at the pharmacy either, which you don't want to do.
Mm-mm.
Because as we said, it's arriving in that discreet hard package that is made and shipped here in the U.S. of A. Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. You're going to get your first month for free. And then you can...
chew it. And do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.